Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real old
All right, good afternoon and welcome to yet another amazing edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. And as always, I'm not by myself, hanging out with my boy Junior. How you doing, Junior?
Oh, I'm good, man, as always.
You well?
Happy.
How's your week been?
Hey, it's been chilled, eh?
How come you never do anything exciting? Like, I don't know, fly to Afghanistan, you know, just go and wrestle
man.
A goat.
I don't have a life like you, man. So
no, what do you mean? What do you mean? You should, dude, you're young. Go out there, do crazy stuff.
Yeah, you know? Well, I got something up coming up next week.
What's that? You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, doing a live recording in December.
What do you mean, live recording for? What is it for?
It's the music side thing.
Okay.
Busy the whole week.
Okay. Nice one. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, the show is going to be absolutely stunning. We've got some of the greatest musical pioneers joining us today, one of which being, I think, for the past 2 years, he's said to have had the craziest and the sickest verse
dude
of all time.
Hey.
And I'm sure by now you already know who we're talking about. And it's been such a nightmare trying to get him in the studio. That's just how busy he is. So today is quite a special day for all of us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to welcome one of the members of Cash Time Life. His name is K.O. Good afternoon, brother.
What's up? What's going on, brother? Pleasure being here. Pretty much my first time on the show, but looking forward to it, having a great time. I think I've seen some clips of the situation that you have got, that you guys have going on online and things, and I think it's really beautiful.
Yeah, look, first of all, we need to talk about this verse real quick. I'm sure you've heard, you've talked about it over and over again. What I want to know is the creative process that went into putting together a verse like this. When you work on a verse like your verse for Run Josie, what happens? Was it like, okay, I need to show them? Or was it something that just happened organically?
Here's one thing that you need to know. And I know a lot of people are fully aware of this. When you put me and a guy like AKA on the record, I mean, personally, me being a fan of, you know, how, you know, the homie has been moving and the impact that he's, you know, had in the game, when, and just maybe some the way that I've also been sort of kind of revered, you know, in my own space, in terms of my, you know, my lyrical prowess.
Yeah.
I mean, when you put, you know, both of us together, you know, I mean, you can expect nothing but fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, that record was our second collaboration. And when he hit me up for the feature, I needed to show up, you know what I mean?
And you did, dog.
You understand what I'm saying?
You did.
And just getting there, you know, I had, you know, about 80% of the verse done before I went to the studio. So when I got out there, I kind of felt like it was a little short.
Yeah.
You know,
you wanted to go on.
Yeah. Well, I had 80% of it written.
Yeah.
So the last 4 bars.
Yeah.
That whole piece about all I ever wanted was a peace of mind to speak my mind.
Yeah.
Like all that bunch, you know, was in studio. You know what I mean? It took about. You need to understand, when you're putting a verse like that together, I mean, because you're sitting there thinking, okay, cool, this is going to go out, and they're going to, the first thing, you know, when people hear K.O., a.k.a. on one record, you know,
yeah,
antennas up.
Yeah.
So you want to grab grab people's attention, and you want to give them, you know, their money's worth. So I had all that, you know, all that pressure in my mind, and I mean, so did he, you know what I mean? But I'm just happy that, you know, the record came out the way that it did, you know, when we were working on it, and it took a bit of time just, you know, perfecting it, but you know, I'm glad that it came out as the classic that it's being, you know, perceived as.
Look, from as a fan of hip hop myself, one thing that stands out about that specific verse is how it sounds like it's something that should be technically challenging in terms of the way you structured it and the kind of words you used. I mean, you used words like I annihilated all my competition, so there's no further challenges. These are words we seldom hear on verses. And it takes skill to be able to make them work, especially over a beat, typically or by large trap beat.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. You know, look, I know you talk about this all the time. You probably talk about this verse a lot because, you know, everybody talked about it. But what I'm trying to tap into is the techniques, the mechanism behind all of it.
Yeah.
You know, what you applied to ensure that it sounded the way it did. And just in terms of your thought process, where did you go to for inspiration?
I actually, some parts of that, I mean, especially that that specific line.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, it's something that was just going through my mind in 2013. You know, just thinking and comparing myself to some of the, you know, homies out there. I mean, not in no bad way, because that's just hip-hop. How hip hop is. You know what I mean? We challenge each other, you know, in terms of just how. You know, how hard we go on these records, or like if it's like, you know, features or on stage or on any level, you know. So for me, I felt like, you know, it's approaching, you know, a decade in just me being in the industry, you know. I mean, by the way, this year is my 10th year in the industry.
Nice, congratulations.
So, you know, with that run, when I was looking back, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just about to clock up a whole decade, you know, just doing what I do. And I think none of these homies are seeing me out there, you know what I mean? And so it was a line that was actually just, you know, pretty much existing in my head, yeah. And like in my thought process. And then when I heard that beat, I obviously had to tailor it in such a way that, you know, it sits comfortably on it, yeah. You know, and also the flow that we use, it's obviously, you know, something that was like, you know, popular at the time, you know, through the Migos and, you know, the Versace verse that Drake did out there, you know what I mean? So it was largely inspired by that, you know. Nice. I mean, we can't even hide that.
Nice.
So, I mean, it had to be current at the time. You understand me? And so just fitting that whole situation in and making sure that the flow stays slick and sharp and at the same time, and potent, you know. So all those things, you know, in mind, you know, just making all those things work, you know. I think for me, you know, I look back and it's actually one of my proudest moments, you know, as far as, you know, hip-hop, South African hip-hop is concerned.
That's not the only verse that you killed, or rather the only track that you killed. I'm not too sure which one came first, though. You did a collabo that also involved AKA, and I think it was a Vigilante song.
Yeah.
God's Will.
Yeah.
That's another dope verse.
Yeah. That record was actually produced by myself. I made the beat.
Oh, nice.
And,
nice.
You know, it was genuinely, well, VG at the time, we were still talking about, you know, putting him on the Cash Time.
Yeah.
You know, and the first thing I had to do just to court him, homo, was I was like, okay, cool, I've seen you, or he hadn't actually done a solo record, you know, because everyone was busy killing stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Milkshake and Dimples, his homies, MBD. So I'm like, okay, cool, so if we're gonna launch you, we're gonna have to give you a classic, bro.
Yeah.
And AKA had called me, I think, a month before we started that conversation. He said that, yo, fam, you know, I mean, just after, you know, watching your run with Tear Gas and everything else, I think, you know, and me having come up, I mean, this was straight after Alter Ego, his first album. And it's like, you know, I think I came up. So I think, like, as a matter of fact, I feel confident enough to jump on a record with you. You
know what
I mean? So for me, I'm like, man, I mean, this guy is actually, this was 2013. This guy was actually the hottest hip hop artist at the time.
And he's
was
like himself before.
You know what I mean?
Now.
And he's like, you know, running-ish at the time. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn, like, this dude, you know what I mean? I thought the way he was flying, I mean, he'd probably, you know, come at me all gassed up or trying to act up on some, okay, cool, I can't do joint with, like, you know, the so-called OG type of dude, you feel me? So the way that he came at me, it really humbled me. So a month later, we were talking to BG and whatnot, and then I'm like, let me give you a racket. As a matter of fact, I think this could actually be a good, you know, launching pad for, you know, what I want to do with AKA, you know, moving into the future.
And VG as well.
You know, and VG, you know what I mean? So I hit up AKA about it, and he was good. And VG was like, okay, cool, let's go. And then I sat there, made the beat. I had a homie called, I don't know if you guys know a guy called Afro Traction.
Yeah. Very talented.
Yeah.
He actually was playing most of the music
on the record.
You feel me? So that guy's my secret weapon, you know, in the music. We've made some classics that people don't even know about. I mean, he played on Sobo Army, he played on One Time, he played on Kind of Love. So, like, that guy is something else, you understand what I'm saying? But he's credited, you know, on the album.
I like that about
you. So, yeah, beautiful.
Now, let's talk about Cash Time Live. It's a hell of a movement. I think it cemented its position in the music business, in the history books of South African music history. In fact, the whole of the continent at large. You guys have a specific sound.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the specific sound. It sounds like it borrows heavily from your traditional Kwaito.
Yeah.
What some people termed Sgubu,
yeah,
some called it Gaz, whatever you called it, but it sounds like it borrows heavily from that. Is this something that happened deliberately?
One thing that when I started the whole Cash Time, you know, movement, it springboarded obviously off of you know, tear gas,
yeah,
and the first phase of it was Cash Time Fame, where I felt like, okay, cool, we had done so much as tear gas, but we needed some new blood. We need to help usher in, you know, the next wave of, you know, the guys that are going to be killing the game. And that's where we picked up AB Crazy and Smashes and Kid X, and we created an all-star team called Cash Time Fam, which included tear gas and those three guys. And a year later, I was actually going to be, you know, dropping my solo single for the first time post tear gas, and you know, I revisited the whole, you know, Cash Time concept, and that's how you know, the whole Cash Time Live situation happened, because I felt like, you know, I mean, the guys had a great run with the whole Cash Time Fam, you know, movement, but we sort of kind of needed to after AB Crazy left and whatnot, I felt like we needed to sort of kind of rebrand the whole situation and split up the guys and have everyone that's on the platform, you know, going out as a solo artist. And because at the time I was also just about to break out as a solo artist myself.
So
instead of me just focusing, there was so much appetite for a KO solo record, you know, at the time. This was post the tear gas fourth album, which is Number, and you know, after the We Rolling Bars, and after people heard God's Will, you know, so like there was that, okay, cool, I wonder what the homie did on his own, you feel me? So instead of me being selfish, I'm like, okay, cool, the world is waiting for me, let me get out there and drop this. I'm like, okay, cool, how about I set myself up with my homies and the people that I, you know, I mess with, and see how far we can take ish, you know what I mean? And that's how the whole concept started. And then from a business perspective, that's where I roped in Tabiso Hip Hop Scholar, Tabiso Kati, you know, who's my business partner, who literally, you know, is the, you know, head of the business in terms of like just, you know, the day-to-day, you know, running the business, you know. And as far as the sound, I felt like, yeah, we actually needed to, sorry, I had to, you know, go all the way back to give you the brief history, you know, around, you know, the label itself. But in terms of the sound, which is something that you were, solely focusing on in your question, I felt like you know, we had done so much as South African hip hop, you know, post prior to 2014, but we were not celebrated on the same level as the Kwaito guys and, you know, the gospel guys and everything else, you know. So we needed somehow to try and connect, you know, on the same level and make these guys feel us the same way that they did, or even, you know what I mean, on a higher level. And that's how I came up with the whole Skanda sound.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And, you know, just the way people actually, you know, responded to it. Because, I mean, I was looking at all the classic Kwaito records. I'm like, okay, so what are some of the key elements that actually resonated with people? How these guys approach stuff? You know, just the whole Pantsula feel, because that is like something that is uniquely South African.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? So I ran with that based on the fact that I just wanted to create a South African hip hop sound. And I'm happy looking back. I'm like, okay, cool. We actually helped, you know, change the face of South African hip hop. Not only myself, I mean,
the whole
AKA,
team.
I'm saying even outside my team, AKA Casper and all these guys have done so many great things, you know, in their own individual fields. But I think the way that we did things, you know, it just took things to the next level. I mean, I saw us, you know, getting 2 million views on YouTube,
nice.
Karakara and all these things, you know what I mean? So, I think it was 2014 was the golden era of hip hop.
And congratulations for that. You're the first artist to actually do that. 2 million views on YouTube.
Jeez.
First South African artist, to be precise.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Karakara, the creative process.
The creative process around that song, I was actually on a flight to Durban when I wrote that chorus to Karakara in 2013. You know what I mean? And what was going on in my mind, there was, I think, this new wave that was starting to, you know, really, you know, take over in hip-hop as a whole internationally, which was the DJ Mustard sound.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I was listening to a joint that he had done for a guy called Young Dro featuring 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
It's a record that didn't actually pop off, but it was a dope record, you know. I was listening to it, you know, in my headphones, and I'm like, actually, this actually kind of, you know, gives me that same energy as like a Kwaito beat, like on some dude.
But listen,
you understand what I'm saying?
The hook itself, the first time I heard it, first of all, it didn't sound, it sounded like gibberish.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's how you wanted the delivery to come across.
Yeah, I want it to sound like something ignorant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just the mumbling, the laziness and the approach to it. And I think that's just, that was just the magic. I remember DJ Spool when he premiered the song one time, he's like, wait, I know this guy from Tear Gas, and he's always just, you know, like had so much energy when he jumped on the record. And for the first time I'm hearing him in a different way. It's like he didn't even want to rap on his song. But
that's the thing, it sounded like he didn't want to do it.
You know, but it worked like magic, bro. And you know what I mean? So I mean, that's the beauty of like rebranding yourself and you know, and rejuvenating yourself and like as an artist, because I mean not a lot of people can actually do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think I successfully, you know, was able to repackage myself and present myself in a whole new, you know, way and wave, you know what I mean, that launched, that catapulted, you know, so many other, you know, careers.
Yeah.
Just off the way that, you know, my stance and, you know, the image and the fashion trend and everything else, and even downright to the sound of the music.
Nice one. We're gonna take God's Will. This is a song by Vigilante, features AKA, and it features KO as well. The same one that had,
I think this is the classic. I think this is the classic.
It is. It is.
God's Will.
It also has, I think, additional production from Afrotection, whom we've had here on the show. So, ladies and gentlemen, 00C in full effect, and we're hanging out with one of Africa's finest, the KO. And here it is, God's Will.
Lord, give me solid gold. Give me endless knowledge and wisdom. Friend or foe, how do we go? Who knows the difference? My diva notes, designer clothes, we on a mission. I'm on the road to riches. You on patrol for blue, so control ya. When we step in the building, I turned it from a broken home into a family business. Coca-Cola don't went toe-to-toe with Grammy winners. Now there ain't a brand proposal that don't have me in it. We win it. So
guide me to the finish. Stack the paper higher by the minute. When it comes to desire, they say the sky is the limit. When it comes to the lines, I'm designed in Messiah image. Big dreams, tunnel vision is pristine. Analyze paradigm shift to 6 feet. Now realize life is a trip, so dig deep. This is God's will till I'm buried in 6 feet.
Life is a leader, a leader. Some people wanna bury you,
bury you,
but if you are believer, believer, Baba, your faith will carry you,
carry you, carry you.
Yes, it's a more, yes, it's a more, yes, it's a more, but this is God's will. Nothing you can do about it. Yes, it's a more, yes, it's a more, yes, it's a more, but this is God's doing, and you can't do nothing about it.
Why you mad at me? It's my time to blow. I'd like to know why life is so. It's my destiny, they try fight it though. My type of flow on the mic like a pro. You can't fill my shoes or size my babo. Nothing you can do on this mic that I ain't done already. Zobo munye walezi night that I wanna bury. Never met a chick in my life that I wanna marry. From rags to riches, that's my itinerary. Cash flow so perfect, heavy current. See, I even got your surfing. I'm busy googling myself, you know, soul searching. If money talks, Nelson Mandela is my spokesperson. As we fight for survival and as we fight for the title, I am never scared. I look straight into the eyes of a rival. On the mic, I'm a psycho and I write what I like. So I am here dropping verses like I'm reciting the Bible. I am better than ever before. True hard work. I draw my weapon and leave them in awe. True artwork. You can't stop my shine. I'm the naked truth in my birthday suit. By God's design, I get my hustle on. Can I get you? That's right. And if you're talking more money, Baba, let's ride. And I told you before, I'm part of the best five. But 2K always courts unless I let rep ride.
Life is a leader, a leader. Some people wanna bury you,
bury you,
but if you are believer, believer, Baba, your faith will carry you,
carry you, carry you.
Yes, it's a more, yes, it's a more, yes, it's a more, but this is God's will. Nothing you can do about it. Yes, it's a more, yes, it's a more, yes, it's a more, but this is God's doing, and you can't do nothing about it.
Father, grant me the power to overcome the negative circumstances that are put by mankind. Whatever happens, it ain't our fault. It's all on God.
Yeah, man, there you have it. That's VG paying homage, obviously, to God there. Now, we continue. We're hanging out with KO, but we're pressed for time, so we're going to try and get as much in as possible. You were touring East Africa recently, my favorite place in the world, and you hung out with a homie of mine, Aniko.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she did, I believe, some publicity work for you.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
She literally, you know, orchestrated the whole media run out there, plugging us in, you know, certain events out there in East Africa, which was beautiful. So, you know, for me, just getting out there and activating on the ground and getting to actually witness people, you know, just their reaction towards what I do, towards what South African music is doing out there. Matter of fact, South African hip hop is doing so many great things throughout the continent of Africa, and all we need to do is just be there so they can put, you know, the faces to the names and to the music. You understand what I'm saying? And just, you know, just tighten up the relationship that we have with our audiences out there, and which is something that I'm also trying to do now. I'm leaving on Sunday, going to the UK.
Nice, congratulations
to
for that.
Yes, sir. To go and do pretty much, you know, the same thing. That side, I mean, the music, you know, has been playing, you know, certain platforms out there. So it's just a matter of now, like, really cementing and just, you know, making sure that I'm more active out there. I have a show next week, Friday, in Birmingham that I'm going to be doing. But in the between time, I'm just going to be on this media run, you know, doing, you know, various, you know, hot radio stations and TV out there. You know what I mean? And meeting some of the key players in the industry as well. So, I mean, obviously, you've seen the homies. I mean, they were out there as well. AKA and Casper.
Yeah.
Shout out, you know, to them for making the dream, you know, possible. You know, so I'm throwing my own, you know, contribution towards that, towards the South African hip hop dream. Mm-hmm. And hopefully next year we can take it to the next level, you know, and start tapping into other territories as well, beyond just you know, the UK and whatnot.
All right, nice one. So one of the things that we do here on the show is we're live music based show.
Yeah.
So there's impromptu performances that we do. The setup is slightly different today. It's very limiting, but we're gonna make it work. I mean, we're not gonna have one of the greatest lyricists to have come out of this country and not have him bless us with a freestyle or two or three or some verses. It's cool. My boy Junior here plays keys. So what's going to happen is he'll just basically feel his way around, establish some kind of progression. If you like it, you tell him it's okay, and then you jump on it. Melody, whatever it is that you wish he can, he will do it for you.
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah, whatever you do, Holmes, just make sure you play around, you know, the 88 BPM or so, you feel me? 88, 90 BPM.
Okay.
Let's see what you can do.
This is fine.
Cast time, talk to Paul Light. Okay, he's on the mic. Yeah. Live on Clip Central. Homie, play something I can dismantle. Ay. Dope instrumental. Ay. With the handle. Ay. I'm nice. Marbury. Ay. Ay. I'm like hot curry. Durban. My ish is urban, suburban. I'm the young ghetto god in the north. Ay, I goes off. Most of these rappers are soft. Ay, cast time boss, yeah. SA hip hop. About to take this ish to the top. Ay, 1-2, it don't stop. Ay, you know the boy keep it hot. Ay, come on. What you got for me? Hey, there's no stopping me. Logically, these rappers ain't on top of me. Hey, I'm untouchable. Yeah, good with the struggle though. Good with the hustle, yo. Hey, I'm the toughest, bro. MP's what I represent. I'm about the dead president. It's kinda evident that I'm the one running this. Hey, hey. The number one in this, ay.
Nice.
Shout outs to the whole team, Cast Time. Ay, the game, shit, that's my, we own that. Take a girl home and bone that. Okay. I don't want to get too reckless on it.
Dude, go ahead, it's essential.
It's easy, yo. What you got for me? What you got for me? It's the Dust God in the building. Hey, we out here building. We out here killing. Oozing with some wisdom. Hey, I ain't effing with them if they talking reckless. They don't know the techniques. They need to practice.
Hey.
Put in 1,000 efforts, you know, into the game. Trying to take it to the next level. These cats don't want to battle. I'll never settle. Hey, get on the mic like a saddle. Jump on it, no homo. Hey, these rappers are washed up, no homo. They taking shots, I said, no photos. I'ma kill these dudes for free. That's pro bono. Hey man, let me stop. You guys need to pay me for that, man. You fool me. Shout out, man. Thank you for having me.
So there you have it, man. This is KO completely annihilating It's competition, so there's no further challenges. Hey, you've got a brand new single, it's called Jin Dong.
Oh yeah, that's my new favorite record, you know, off the album Skanda Republic. By the way, you know, I don't normally, you know, put my, you know, all my, you know, my achievements out there, but, you know, the record recently just went platinum, you know.
Jin Dong.
The album,
yeah,
bro, you understand what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
Hey, man.
So
hey,
it's a milestone for South African hip-hop. So this is my 7th single off the album. You've never seen anything like this, bro.
And people don't listen to album that way.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm dropping the 7th single. I've just dropped the 7th single off that album. I'm shooting a video tomorrow before I jet off. And that should be coming out, you know, end of the month, November. And that's the next, you know, summer anthem. Let's rock out. Let's continue building South African hip-hop. I have so much love for all my fellow brothers and sisters. I've always congratulated, never hated. You know what I mean? Let's take this thing to the next level. God bless.
K.O., ladies and gentlemen, and he's out of here. Congratulations and good luck with everything that you're going to do out in the UK. Go out there and represent. I'm sure we're going to be catching your freestyle as well in the UK. So we're looking forward to that freestyle on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm on Tim Westwood out there, man.
Yeah. So it's done. Next up, we've got yet another incredible MC. I mean, this guy has done so much for hip-hop. And he's one of the guys that really I look up to in terms of, you know, wordplay. And this is one of the reasons why today's show is actually brilliant for me, because I'm with two people who care so much about words.
Yeah.
And I've just had the opportunity to interview them back to back. I've got Zaps who'll be joining us shortly. In fact, wouldn't it be nice if just before KO leaves, him and Zaps just do something for us? History.
Yeah.
Hey, that would be dope. But I mean, that's a dope collaboration right there. But I want to save that for the people, you know, actually put out an actual record, you know, not like just throw away, like, you know, that combination that I think we can actually create something really crazy. So
nah, that's cool, man.
Yeah,
listen,
so, I'll pass on that one this morning. You feel me? But
that's fine. Listen, we appreciate your time being here, homie. So let's just take a track. This is Jin Dong. It's a brand new one. He's shooting the video tomorrow and he's off to UK after that. So hopefully when he gets back, we'll be able to chill with him again in the main studio where we can do magic with them. KO, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jin Dong.
Maria Podesta mai ungenzani lomdraza ungishadinga Maria Podesta mai ungenzani lomdraza ungishadinga ungishadinga dinga termika ungishadinga ungishadinga dinga marunza ungishadinga Zipray, nabang sa kaslam Minang iplomele ng jazam Kwa mamyang kas Shai, puzo ni brazam Kwa sa kamugaling ko sa zaneng at yang kas Ahman, kanyi biki vachman Laton spratsan, wiyazong kazan Nuchakhan, jelikamban No man, melanji sazan Utu vakashilu, pumaya prakpan Muru pagishilu, sarapatman Sweetie yitakwan Jela mina o Hassan, akwali selo ma Hassan, kazlam minu yazang. See you my chance and get what I want, kasheshwa landwan nintombazani. Pelele slakpan, ekseng shodakwam. Umaria podesta mai, ungenzani lomdraza, ungishadinga. Umaria podesta mai, ungenzani lomdraza, ungishadinga, ungishadinga. Dinga, piermika. Ungishadinga, ungishadinga, dinga, marunza. Ungishadinga. Ai 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 ai, lidombazane my last shumlet. Ai 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 ai, nyabuzamu tatungwe. Sweeting funa when no young fara no more young kid. Monkey, monkey pebum yami, monkey pebum pegum. Ring it fara, know you want this. I'm giving you a chance and don't be splum stop not to jolly, but maybe we can be friends. Eat a donk good love, I shove, I want some shots. Baby, every weekend. kidding gun, who's a creamy man, who's screaming gun, Niji Fagelo machine gun, Lindos Kaikala Nasekarini, no stress is sun, and no go to Nepa reaction, next one wearing his own cash. So Maria Podesta, my Ungenza, Lilam Draza, Ungisha Tinga, Maria Podesta, my Ungenza, Lilam Draza, Ungisha Tinga, Ungisha Tinga, Tinga, Piermica, Ungisha Tinga, Ungisha Tinga. Do you think, babe? Do you think, babe? How about a cookie in it, love? Do you think, babe? Do you think, babe? How about a cookie in it, love? To quan, to quan, to quan, to quan. How about a cookie in it, love? To quan, to quan, to quan, to quan. How about a cookie in it, love?
OOC, it's O'Neal Africa.
All right, so finally, Zaps is here in the studio. I would love to get into the story of how long we've been trying to get him here. You would think an MC of his caliber would always be ready and available. But no, not Zaps.
Thank you.
He shows up here all buff and buff. Stuff. That's you're
the,
buff.
That's the problem.
We're going to post pictures later on, so you'll know exactly what I'm guess. Talking about.
Y'all cats think that eating healthy, taking care of yourself, is on some buff tier. It's just, this is me right here. I've always been this guy. You know,
listen,
growing into myself.
Hip-hop royalty is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. I said it before that today's show is special because I've got two people, back-to-back, who care so much about words. Lyricism and just ensuring that, you know, before you even switch that mic on, you know, your wordplay is right. The syntax of each sentence is absolutely important.
Talk about it, O'Neal. Preach. Preach.
I'm a huge fan of hip hop, so
big time.
That's why it was very easy for me to think of you, and we've been courting him forever.
Macking.
Well, he's finally here.
Getting your Mac game strong.
For the trap generation, for the benefits of trap generation, along with Junior here. Zaps, let's talk about your genesis.
My genesis, oddly enough, had nothing to do with rap music. It had nothing to do with being an artist. My genesis had everything to do with just my curious mind, bro.
Yeah.
I've always liked sci-fi, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've always liked fantasy. So I grew up reading Enid Blyton books, C.S. Lewis books, watching all kinds of weird sci-fi shows on television. I grew up in Harare in Zimbabwe. So ZTV at the time used to play everything from like Knight Rider, which was far-fetched, but not so much. Now.
Horrible show.
But at the
today,
time, at the time, dog, it was like, yo, David Hasselhoff was on some next. And his car, Kit, was on some other. And I'd watch like Star Trek, you know, all these joints. And automatically my brain started thinking out the box, if you will. You know, just started getting like mush and putty and being molded into whatever anyone threw at me. So by the time I turned like 10 years old, for example, I started writing poetry and started winning. My first award in poetry was when I was 10 years old.
Nice.
And I started being about words and lyrics.
Yeah.
And then I listened to the radio on random time, Radio 3.
Yeah.
And I started hearing rap music, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was called
rap
music.
Remember the first song you heard?
Not really, but I can remember round about what kind of groups were on at the time. So it was a group in Zim called Piece of Ebony.
Yeah.
With a guy called Metaphysics, aka Quila.
I knew of him.
Yeah, he did some stuff here in South Africa as well. He hosted the show Road to Fame at some point. Great artist. He had a group called Piece of Ebony. They did their thing. Piece of Ebony was dope. I obviously listened to the US Cats, EPMD, Kumo D, Big Daddy Kane, Eric B and Rakim, bro.
Nice.
You know, Public Enemy, you know, those cats. So automatically I just started feeling, I started liking what they were doing. I resonated to the wordplay. I resonated to the fact that these guys are rhyming like I was doing with my poems as I was writing them. And that they were telling stories, bro. And it was a movement that was starting to grow bigger and bigger. My friends started listening. We started, you know, exchanging magazines and articles and VCRs of music videos. You know what I mean? Before too long, I started making my own music. That was the actual genesis of the artist.
Yeah.
As an artist, Everyone pretty much knows that story. It's well documented. Outrageous Records, 2004, Listener's Digest, same record label as Proverb, H2O, and all them cats. We came out, and the wave begun.
And do you get into any battling at the time? Because I know it was the order of the day.
It was. I think at the time, you had to prove, if you're a lyricist, then that was your thing. Because, you know, hip-hop accommodates everyone. Yeah. We're happy to embrace you, whether you do poetry, over beats, or whatever, you know what I mean? But if you claimed you were a lyricist and you were nice with the words, freestyle battles in the cypher were a big thing.
Yeah.
Battles in the streets were a big thing. Battles at venues and clubs were a big thing. So, yeah, I was battling before I did my first recorded song in Joburg. That's how I was known. I was known as, yo, have you heard of this new guy who came out of the Eastern Cape? Because they'd know me as a guy who came from Rhodes at the time.
Yeah.
But they knew me now as the guy who was battling on the streets and taking cats out. I mean, I remember Snaz D and I battled this guy called Snaz D. I don't know if some of you new kids know him.
Dude.
But Snaz the Dictator.
From Castor Society.
From Castor Society. I'm talking to new kids, not you, O'Neal. I know you're school. You're a study guy. I'm talking to Junior.
I don't know.
You don't know Snaz D. I can.
No way.
Let me tell you something about Snaz D.
Please tell him about Snaz D.
Tell you a little something about Snaz D.
Gosh.
Snaz D eat MCs for breakfast, lunch, supper, snacks in between.
Yo.
He's nice. That whole crew catched us was nice. Anyway, Snaz had the reputation at the time for being the nicest cat on these streets. I took him out.
So you did?
I took him out. Amu heard about it and he was watching me battle one time. He's like, yo, fam, we need to talk, you know. And he was doing Motherload at the time. Specs and them were coming out. It was just a beautiful era. And that's how my reputation started to spread. And the rest is history, really.
Amazing.
I could go on, man. I could write a book about this thing.
You just took me back to those days, you know, just listening to you. But real quick, if you look at battling today, there are still some dope MCs today.
No doubt.
If you look at battling today, the focus is, well, I think there's a lot more focus on wordplay.
Yeah.
And punchlines, metaphors, all those things.
Mm.
Whereas, in my opinion, back then, flow counted for a lot as well.
Absolutely.
You had to make sure that your flow was right. I remember this is now when the likes of Das Effects were there.
Yeah.
That's the Fushinikens who were there as well, doing the whole tongue twisting. And guys talk about Twista recently, talking about how Twista's got it. I'm like, dude, have you guys had Fushinikens?
Fushniks, man.
They have been doing this for years.
Yeah. This guy, T-Bone, I think.
The Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That was the late 90s.
True. The Fushniks. No doubt. The Fushnikens, well, very sort of, you know, that's the syllable thing.
Yeah.
The Bone Thugs and Harmony part were melodic, so they were on some topic of whatever they felt
the
like that.
And
they were awesome. But then the difference is, well, the uniting factor of it all was that it was very flow based, like you said.
Harmony.
You had to flow with it. So, like, you see what Junior's playing right now? The Fushniks will go a little something like, that was their flow, right?
Yeah.
And then Bone Thugs will go a little something like this.
It was fresh at the time.
It was banging. And now it's 2015. Cats have taken all those styles, fused them together. And whether it's Drizzy or whether, you know, it's Casper or KO, it doesn't matter. You can feel that both of those styles have been merged together. So cats are doing the syllabic thing with the syllables, and they're doing the melodic thing with the melodies. It's a fascinating thing.
Which becomes a little bit repetitive, to be honest, at times. I remember, I think it's Snoop who talked about it recently. Talked about how, what the fuck is it with this flow that everyone is doing?
All sounding like Migos. I saw that clip.
Yeah.
Well, that's only because that's one way of doing it.
Yeah.
But then if everybody wants to just do it that way, then it becomes a bit monotonous, you know?
Okay.
But there's so many different ways of playing with it. It's like a flow is like a saxophone or any other musical instrument.
Yeah.
What you do with it should be an expression of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can all have the same flows. But if I am who I am, my flow should be like And that's the same flow, but just delivered differently based on your personality. You know what I mean? And that's, I think, what Snoop was talking about when he was like, everyone sounds like they got the same personality, you know? Me personally, I don't feel that way. I think I can tell the difference between a Ray Shromit and Migos. I can tell the difference between a KO and a Reason. You know what I mean? Like, for me, I hear the uniqueness in people, because ultimately, you know, you can't be someone else as good as them.
Nah, that's
true. You feel me?
That's true. We're hanging out with Zabs in the studio, and what's hanging out with Zabs if we're not going to do any music? So, now, before we even get into music, let's talk about how does one become a good MC, particularly at freestyling? What does it take? Because I get a lot of MCs coming in here and
talk about freestyle.
And some say, look, I can't do it. I can't freestyle. What does it take?
I mean, O'Neal, let me tell you something. First of all, we need to define what freestyling is.
Okay.
Because for some people, freestyling is doing something you've never written before, never planned before, and you don't even know what's going to happen. It's going to be very spontaneous and very impromptu.
Yes.
That's freestyle, right? And then for other people, freestyle is you don't know that you're about to do something, you don't know what you're going to do it over, and you don't know how it'll sound, but it's something you've prepared. So it might even be a song you've written before. It might even be like some words you're messing around with for a track that never made any album, but you're gonna do it on the moment, spur of the moment, without practice. That's freestyle. So when people talk about freestyle, I like to know, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the one that's
ambiguous for you?
It is. I mean, both of them, I guess, count as freestyles. Yeah. But what are you talking about specifically? Are you saying you can't come up with something from the top of your brain from nowhere?
Yeah. Look.
Or are you saying you can't do your own song on anything other than your beat?
Okay. You see, that's why I have Zabs in here. To come and say stuff like this.
So the next time when you say freestyle, you must say freestyle off the top of the specific.
Off the top of the dome.
If that's what you want.
Yeah.
Or if you don't mind, then just say go ahead and freestyle. Then they can do whatever they want. They can do a song from when they were, you know, when they were a child. They can do their hit song even on a, like, you know, Junior playing the keys right there. Then they do whatever their song is on that. That's what they mean. In terms of how to freestyle off the dome. Okay. In terms of how to freestyle dope off the dome, my thing is this, man. How I do it, because it's different formats and methods. How I do it is I free my mind, first of all. My mind becomes free of clutter, becomes free of pressure. So it doesn't have to be a dope freestyle. I don't have to make sense. I don't have to have bars for days. All I need to do is allow my mind to absorb the moment, absorb the music, absorb whatever's around me, and then start formulating lyrics out of that, formulating rhymes at the end of those thoughts and sentences, thinking ahead at what the next rhyme will be. And even I get surprised myself at what happens. I don't know what's gonna happen, and I get surprised at I surprise myself, like, yo, that was a nice line, or how weird is it that my mind would cook that up, because I didn't think that was playing in my subconscious or whatever. And that's, for me, that's what makes a really dope freestyle, is when your mind is free of clutter and free of pressure. But you know, if you're a nice MC, what, like just something off the top?
Yeah.
Alright, let's try it
based
out.
Based on
what
Junior has played. Because you should have before.
Okay, yeah, now, you'll tell me what
you Bro, do what you want, because a freestyle, none of us know what's about to happen. So, go ahead. Okay. Junior on the keys, like, last letter, this MC, like, rhymes to your head, like, O'Neal on the chair with a blazer that's red, like, oh, my rhymes is impeccable, and the way that I flow was incredible. Give me your mic and some keyboards, I will prove to you I'm lethal. I come to your mind, it's like evil, but you need a bright side to it, just like I do it. Right here on the mic, I'm fluid, I flow like that water right in front of me. Oh, giving you what you wanna see, but unfortunately for you it's the radio, so you're gonna have to picture the way it go. Yep, it's mad crazy though, it's mad ill, you can swallow it down like a mad pill. Get you crazy, go to the doctor, or better yet, go to your proctor, have him tell you how it is we flowing it. Plant it in the ground, let it grow in there. Water it down, even though it's a mad drought. Right now, Africans, right now. Last letter to your face, like, blah. And it don't stop, it keeps moving. Last letter growing older, keep improving. Yeah, that's the way we keep grooving. No bumps on this track, man, smoothing. You can put a little lotion on it. Oh, boom! That's an explosion on it. My rhyme is stiff, that's a mental.
Hey.
It's Cliff Central. That's a freestyle right there. We don't even know how that happened. I'm glad it happened on the recording.
You're such a show, first of all. The confidence levels, as Junior would say, on fleek.
Nah, man, listen, you can't.
Impeccable, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
And look, the assumption is that because we're not seeing Zabs a lot on the timeline, we're not constantly seeing him appearing on news, yeah, sound bites and whatnot.
Yes.
He's down and out.
Yeah, he's broke and lonely. But you know, it's the direct opposite, not at all. I'm the direct opposite of all those.
Nice.
But what it is, thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. That's one of the it's called opportunity cost in economics. Yeah. But what it is what do you trade something off for?
Yeah.
So I traded in a little bit of limelight and rah-rah and whoopla.
Yeah.
So I could make a few birthdays. So I could be at a few christenings. So I could spend some time with the people I love that I'd been neglecting for pretty much most of my adult life.
Yeah.
You know, me and my family, you know, I'm Zimbabwean. So my family's all over the world. So me and my family have been split up over time. And I'm investing a lot of my efforts and my time in trying to rebuild a lot of those bonds, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm happy to say that, you know, a lot of those have been properly sealed up. So it's back to the music again.
Back to
the forefront. It's going to take a little bit of time before I'm right in the forefront of everybody's faces, if that's even possible. But I took that time off deliberately because I needed to do me work, man. Yeah. I did a lot of everybody else work. It was time for me work, fam.
That is dope to hear. Now, in terms of you coming back.
Yes, sir.
Don't call it a comeback. Because I've been around for years.
But I like getting interviewed by a true school cat. A cat who knows what
that's
he's doing.
Sick,
right?
That's sick.
Dude, I'm hip hop to the
bone.
Now, being here right now, in terms of the sound. Are you shopping around for sound?
I don't work that way, bro. Yeah. I've never done that. What I do is I connect with people in the same headspace as me.
Yeah.
So, for example, I just bumped into KO. He was just doing his thing here. He's in a good headspace, bro. He's in a nice headspace.
It is.
You know, I like that. And I resonate with that. And that's where songs are born from.
Yeah.
Musically as well, producers and anyone else who's out there doing stuff. I don't care so much about what your sound is like or what your beats are. Are they trap? Are they boom bap?
Yeah.
I care about your headspace, man. Yeah. Where you at? Where's your soul at? Where's your headspace? Where's your spirit? You know, and then can we resonate and immortalize that in the studio? Do you know what I mean?
Amazing.
So that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited about now that I'm opening myself up to this world again. I'm, you know, vibing with all my surroundings. I'm vibing with not just hip hop cats, hey?
Yeah.
R&B guys, jazz musicians, people from the US, people from the UK, people from Australia, right across the African continent. Like, I'm vibing with so many more people now. And based on the headspace, we go into the studio and we play around.
Are there any new verses you've been working on?
I always work on new verses.
Okay.
Every week I record at least 2 songs. If I don't record them, I write them.
Okay.
Every week. That's never stopped. There's a bunch of new stuff.
Now, in terms of when you write, what happens when you write? Do you ever feel like, I don't think I can beat this? And then you surprise yourself? How does it work for you?
The only standard is my own limitations based on what I can do as Zubs.
Yeah.
That's the standard. So for example, I can't sing like a woman.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to hold myself to the standard of a woman when it comes to the singing. I can't do that. So I don't try to outdo that. I can't rap like Jabba does. I can't rap like Casper does, you know? So what I'll do is I won't hold myself to Casper's standard. What I'll do is I'll call Casper up and feature the dude, you know. So that's the process with me when it comes to writing and recording and doing what I do. I only hold myself to the standard of Zub's The Last Letter and what I can do at my very best, you know.
Okay.
Anything beyond that, I get the experts to do that. Let them come in and do them, you know what I mean? So if I know something's going to sound nice with Questa, I'm calling Questa, bro. I ain't trying to outdo Questa.
Do you ever read for a verse?
I do a lot. I do. It depends what the topic is or what the subject matter is. I go online, I watch a bunch of videos, I speak to people, or read up, you know, just so that when I do spit it and I put it in a verse and immortalize it for life, it's got substance. It's not going to be something someone is going to go back on and say, why did he say this when it was actually that? You know what I mean? Yeah, why did he say Barack's second name is Harriet when it's actually Hussein? You know what I mean? Like, you need to get your facts right. So I read to get my facts right before I put my face and my name and my brand and my spirit behind it forever on a song.
Amazing stuff. We're hanging out with Zabs, and it's almost time for us to get out of here, but not before we
get out of here.
Not before he performs for us.
All right. I will definitely perform, but unlike
this time
last
around,
one,
you decide.
Yeah, this is not going to be a freestyle off the top. So I got this show, right? I've got this show on the ETV Ekasi Plus bouquet, which is on their OVHD channels.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called Above Ground. And what we do is we try and document the movement of hip-hop, past, present, and future. You know, it comes on every Tuesday at 6 p.m. So I'm the host of that show. And what we do is we try to bring substance to the movement of hip-hop. You know, so if you're out there and you have that access to Ekasi Plus, check it out. So just to add a little bit more substance, to add a bit of substance to the Cliff Central show we did, which is done with O'Neal, I'm going to do a verse from a project I was working on with Yambo.
Okay, cool.
My personal tribute to Nina Simone.
Oh, nice.
And, this song is called Strange Fruit.
Okay.
So play me a little something, I'll tell you whether or not you're on the right track with
this. This is what I like about the show. This is what we're able to do. So basically, we're going to figure a way out.
Yeah.
Live on radio. So, Junior, fine. Go ahead.
Okay. So creatively, here's your tempo. That's your tempo right there. Feel that metronome? Yeah. That's it. That's the tempo. Now do whatever you want with that. There you go, there you go. Here we go. I like that, Junior, I do. Listen, we're finally living in that era, that post-Mandela era, where the fear of each other's terror is unclear, insidious, and scary. Poor people comparing a pre-liberation period, embarrassingly prepared to think their lives were better, cause they still feel inferior. They still feel like they're on the outskirts of paradise, while those there are just not willing to share a slice. They don't care, it's a barrier that could very well prove hereditary, carry for generations, old hatchets unburied, prove serious weaponry. So us, the visionaries, do songs precautionary, share our thoughts in every poem we offer sparing, no inner ear from hearing it pouring the water every hour we get. Ours is just to rewind the mind, inclined to rewind the mind, to rewind the mind, to rewind the mind that's inclined to find every injustice, just put on pause and carry out their own version of reparations. Reparations. Last letter. Cliff Central.
So there you have it, man. Sadly, this is where we have to call it quits, because Zaps has got a million things to go and do.
Yes, indeed.
Brother, thank you very much. What are you up to this weekend?
Most of the weekend, I'm pretty chilled. Saturday is easy. Sunday, I have a shoot that I'm doing for the show I told you about.
Okay.
Straight after I leave here, we go and we shoot Ninth Wonder. We go and we do an interview with Ken Zero as well. I get to sit down with Ninth Wonder and Ken Zero, and we just have a conversation. Yeah, which is going to be very dope. And then I'm going to sit down with Reason and Sky Zoo. Sky Zoo is a very dope rapper. Do your Googles if you don't know him. He's mad nice. We all know Reason.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
To those of you who like the controversial. I'm going to sit down with them. We're going to have a conversation. And then on Sunday, we're going to round off all these shows. So I'm shooting on Sunday, shooting this afternoon. Saturday, I'm kicking back, watching a bit of football. Internationals mainly, but that's about it.
All right, so there you have it, man. I've just had a great idea, Junior.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is, this is by the way, this interview has just completely gone up the ladder.
Wow.
It's among the top five.
What?
Already?
Done. Yeah, in terms
what?
Of content.
Jeez.
So that's we're going to take some of the best from each of the artists we've had.
Brilliant.
And we're going to bring back this man.
Please
yeah,
do,
yeah, most definitely.
So top of the list, it's him, it's Zabs, it's Judith Supoma.
Oh, wicked.
And then we'll figure the rest out.
Bro, imagine Judas and Puma ends up together.
Dude.
I'm open to that.
Yeah, man.
Dude.
That might be nice.
Amazing, yeah, look, we're going to work on it.
Sick.
We'll work on it.
I don't mind coming for my own, and then you have Judas on her own. Or you can have me randomly come
don't
and bum
we'll
rush
work
Judas.
It out.
You guys figure out the logistics.
We'll work.
I'm glad we
out,
finally man. Got to do this, man. Last time, hey, amen, I was mad and happy because we missed each other.
Apologies.
We got our emails mixed up. But
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
glad this has happened. Anytime you guys need me here, I'll be happy to show up.
Thank you very much for doing this with us. And then, most importantly, just sharing knowledge and just kicking it, you know. I think that's what's beautiful about this whole thing.
Indeed.
My brother, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, man. We'll see each other soon.
Yeah, no, definitely we will. We'll also keep in touch. So catch me on social media. Junior, what are you up to this weekend?
Not much, bro.
Okay. You're not going to Afghanistan. You're not going to Syria.
No, I might go to Hobbiton, just see friends tomorrow.
Okay, alright. So as long as you're not going to any of the places I just mentioned.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Maybe Hobbiton as a way of being a bit of Syria and a bit of Afghanistan. Or rolled into one. Who knows?
I'm out of here, man. Spending the weekend out in Cape Town, this, you know, just to go and kick it and do some work out there. But yeah, we'll catch each other out on social media. Now, everything we had here today, or everything you heard, will be available as a podcast.
Yeah.
That's on the other side of 4 p.m.
Nice.
So you'll be able to download it. I'll share all the links throughout all my social media across board. That's Instagram. That's Twitter. That's Facebook. It's O'Neill Africa across board. And yeah, you'll be able to check out some of what we shared here and what we did here on the show today. We are here. Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend.
Peace.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill OC, O'Neill on Peace Central. O'Neill on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.